1. Towards the Nuclear Age. 1894 to 1925. Wells and his liberating atomic bombs.
Wells is a seer. His Time Machine is a wonderful book, one of the books I would like to take with me to purgatory.
Winston Churchill, 7th of December, 1947. Winston Churchill almost certainly first heard about atomic bombs from his friend and irritant H.G. Wells, who gave the weapons their enduringly inaccurate name. The term first appeared in Wells's novel The World Set Free, published in January 1914, a few months before the outbreak of the First World War. Churchill probably purchased the book shortly after it was published, as he was exceptionally interested in Wells's work. Almost two decades later, he wrote that he had shouted for joy after wolfing down The Time Machine, and afterwards read every book Wells wrote twice. Later, neither Churchill nor Wells could remember their first meeting. It probably took place at one of the garden parties or gentlemen's clubs they frequented in the summer of 1900, cultivating their most talented and influential peers. Both were celebrity socialites, relatively new to the limelight, and enjoying every minute of it in their different ways. Churchill, a 25-year-old scion of one of the country's wealthiest political families, had trained as a soldier and fought in active service in Cuba, India, the Sudan, and South Africa. In the Boer War, still raging in South Africa, he had been, in modern parlance, an embedded reporter. After his recent return, he had been feted internationally as a hero, having escaped from prison and come home...